Ichabod Entertainment presents a terrifying audio horror series for mature audiences.
What was that?
Something just moved right through me.
Twisted stories from the imagination of Stuart St. John.
Why do you have a shotgun?
Listen, Artie's friend was able to get information on Gilroy. He was the leader of a satanic cult, Hannah.
Treacherous tales.
No.
Isn't that something?
An immersive cinematic anthology series featuring a different cast in each frightening episode.
If my soul is in the doll and I kill Madison, they'll never be able to pin the murder on me. It's the perfect crime.
Executive produced by Stuart St. John, Todd Fisher, and Michael Plahuta.
Oh, the clamor in meum. A very portasissimus infernae. Serge malum, serge in
Stuart St. John's Treacherous Tales. Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
He's Dr. Epicopolis, the self-proclaimed genius of all evil.
That's right! I am a mastermind! There's nothing bigger than my brain!
What about your ego, Doc?
Shut up, you worthless wretch!
And he's the doctor's sidekick, the lovable loyal slog known as 1102.
That's me name.
Only because I gave you life!
And together they're starring in a brand new audio series called The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. The series where the mad scientist plots to take over the world.
But never quite succeeds.
Why, you...
Ready for our theme song, Doc?
Oh, of course. Hit it. There's only one thing you should know.
He's got a big ego.
You really ought to know.
He's one crazy amigo.
It's the Dr. Epicopolis Show.
And 1102, too.
The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. Superheroes are zeros.
Yeah, heard it all before.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
And now, from WonkyBot Studios, the season premiere of Terra Tremendous.
Now, who is the most powerful here? You, with the ability to summon the power of the universe? Or me, with the power of my mind?
I'm going in! Tell me what I want to know.
I'm inside Dr. Epic's mind. We're in a helicopter. We're flying over jungle terrain, thick with huge green trees.
Yes, I remember it. I see it in my mind. Peru, South America, many years ago. I was just a young scientist then, but my groundbreaking work in physics, cosmology, and quantum theory had already garnered attention at the highest levels of government. A government that sought me out for a very important mission.
We're nearing base camp, Professor.
General, how far from camp is the unidentified flying object?
A little over 16 kilometers. We've cordoned off the area.
Any signs of life?
No, only a sound.
You mentioned this sound before. Have you analyzed it?
Analyzed? We can't even record it.
What do you mean?
For some unexplained reason, none of our equipment is able to pick it up.
Emanating at a different frequency, no doubt?
That's what we hope you two can figure out.
Two? I wasn't aware there was another scientist helping with this case.
Hang tight, Professor. We're landing.
Computer, initiate laboratory lockup.
Power University Laboratories secured.
Thank you for the tour of the Power U labs, Mr. Sinclair. But regarding my request to tour Radcliffe Chamber, is there a problem?
I'm afraid there is. You see, I can't get in.
Whatever do you mean?
Radcliffe Chamber is the most top-secret and secure building on campus. Within its sacred walls exists an arsenal of super-powered weapons, alien devices, supernatural wonders, all collected from eons of battles between superheroes and villains.
But you're the Vice Headmaster. Why on Earth wouldn't you have access to a building with such powerful devices?
Because I am not a headmaster. You see, there is only one person who has access to Radcliffe Chamber.
Mr. Barrington.
Tara! Tara Tolba?
Up here, Chloe!
Oh my God, Tara! Get down from that tree!
Why? I'm having fun.
I get that, but it's late and we have to get back to the dorms or someone's gonna start looking for us. And by someone, I mean Ms. Culpepper.
Lighten up, Chloe. I know. I'll tap into a power that'll help. Summon in the power of helium! Now to use helium power to lift you into the trees. There.
I don't need you to lift me into the trees, Tara. I have my own powers. What I need is for you to listen to me.
So boring. Someone needs to get this party started, and that someone's gonna be me!
Tara Tolfoot, no!
Summoning the power of Earthquake! Time to get things moving around here!
You're gonna start an earthquake? Tara, that'll impact the whole island.
Let's have some fun, shall we?
WonkyBot Entertainment presents a terrifying audio horror series for mature audiences.
What was that?
Something just moved right through me.
Twisted stories from the imagination of Stuart St. John.
Why do you have a shotgun?
Listen, Artie's friend was able to get information on Gilroy. He was the leader of a satanic cult, Tanner.
Treacherous tales.
No.
Isn't that something?
An immersive, cinematic anthology series featuring a different cast in each frightening episode.
If my soul is in the doll and I kill Madison, they'll never be able to pin the murder on me. It's the perfect crime.
Executive produced by Stuart St. John, Todd Fisher, and Michael Plahuta.
Oh, the clamor in meum. A very portasissimus infernae. Serge malum, serge in malum.
Stuart St. John's Treacherous Tales. Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
He's Dr. Epicopolis, the self-proclaimed genius of all evil.
That's right! I am a mastermind! There's nothing bigger than my brain!
What about your ego, Doc?
Shut up, you worthless wretch!
And he's the doctor's sidekick, the lovable loyal slog known as 1102.
That's me name.
Only because I gave you life!
And together they're starring in a brand new audio series called The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. The series where the mad scientist plots to take over the world.
But never quite succeeds.
Why, you...
Ready for our theme song, Doc?
Oh, of course. Hit it. There's only one thing you should know.
He's got a big ego.
You really ought to know.
He's one crazy amigo.
It's the Dr. Epicopolis Show.
And 1102, too.
The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. Superheroes are zeros.
Yeah, heard it all before.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
The year was 2004. Nearly 17 years ago, we landed at a small U.S. military base camp somewhere in a jungle clearing. It was cold and damp, a hint of tropical storm approaching. There were clusters of tents set up, a small group of soldiers milling about.
This way, Professor.
When you contacted me, you never mentioned I'd be working with another scientist, General Keller.
We were moving very fast. Wasn't even sure if we could get you security clearance.
Couldn't get it for me?
Something about an incident at San Francisco University?
Hearsay, I assure you. I was just an 18-year-old college student. What kind of incident could I have had? And by the way, General, I prefer to work solo. I'm not interested in dealing with a scientist who might challenge my approach to...
She's a top particles physicist and engineer involved in detector development, software development, and music theory. She's also a member of the Scientific Advisory Board. And she requested you be here.
Oh, what's her name?
Hello, Ezekiel.
Charlotte?
My God, my mother?
Yes, the indescribable Charlotte DuPont.
I've only seen her in pictures, videos, but now she's here, in your mind?
Professor Epicopolis, Dr. Charlotte DuPont, but apparently you two already know each other.
We do.
It's been a long time.
How have you been, Ezekiel?
Let's skip the reunion party till later, shall we? Right now, I need you prepped and suited up.
Suited up?
Hazmat suits. We're heading out to the crash site.
You're about to step on board an alien aircraft.
Come with me, Professor. I'll show you where to put your things.
Thank you.
We'll stop by medical after we get situated, General. I don't understand. You and my mother knew each other?
Yes, we knew each other. The year was 1994. We were 18 years old when we first met. As science students at San Francisco University, she was a brilliant young mind. The renowned daughter of millionaire industrialist Titus DuPont. I was the genius son of a failed actress who had run away with a second-rate superhero. If not for my scholarship, I would never have been able to afford to attend the university. And I never would have met Charlotte.
Terra Tremendous. Created, written, and directed by Stuart St. John. Sound design by Michael Plahuta. Original score and theme song by Stuart St. John and Michael Plahuta. Produced by Stuart St. John, Michael Plahuta, and Todd Fisher. Production coordinator, Jonathan Chase.
Casting by WonkyBot Studios. Based on characters in the Tremendous universe created by Stuart St. John. Terra Tremendous is a WonkyBot original series produced by WonkyBot Studios. For more information, visit wonkybot.com. WonkyBot Entertainment presents a terrifying audio horror series for mature audiences.
What was that?
Something just moved right through me.
Twisted stories from the imagination of Stuart St. John.
Why do you have a shotgun?
Listen, Artie's friend was able to get information on Gilroy. He was the leader of a satanic cult, Hannah.
Treacherous tales.
No.
Isn't that something?
An immersive cinematic anthology series featuring a different cast in each frightening episode.
If my soul is in the doll and I kill Madison, they'll never be able to pin the murder on me. It's the perfect crime.
Executive produced by Stuart St. John, Todd Fisher, and Michael Plahuta.
Oh, the clamor in me, a very portasissimus infernae. Serge Malum, Serge
Stuart St. John's Treacherous Tales. Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts. He's Dr. Epicopolis, the self-proclaimed genius of all evil.
That's right! I am a mastermind! There's nothing bigger than my brain!
What about your ego, Doc?
Shut up, you worthless wretch!
And he's the doctor's sidekick, the lovable loyal slog known as 1102.
That's me name.
Only because I gave you life!
And together they're starring in a brand new audio series called The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. The series where the mad scientist plots to take over the world.
But never quite succeeds.
Why, you...
Ready for our theme song, Doc?
Oh, of course. Hit it. There's only one thing you should know.
He's got a big ego.
You really ought to know.
He's one crazy amigo.
It's the Dr. Epicopolis Show.
And 1102, too.
The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. Superheroes are zeros.
Yeah, heard it all before.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.